exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go to the phones here. Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, hello, Michael, and thank you for taking my call. I wanted to compliment you on your good common sense related to Tom and the attempt to collect the debt by a predatory third-party debt collector, just like you had advertised on RPN with the lease, whatliesyourdebt.com.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
Well, what they do is they violate the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA it's called, and it provides for fines to reward those who are being victimized from these predatory debt collectors who have no interest, as you wisely noted. It's time barred, and without the time period when it's still an active debt that's already been set off and paid by insurances or other satisfaction from policies that the creditor allegedly had when they made the contract. And so it's already been paid and set off. These are trying to collect money under 15 United States Code 1592G and several different letters around there that have to do with this, but Tom should probably listen to that commercial and probably $1,000 to $2,500 for that violation for the federal, not counting the state fines.
Okay, well, hopefully he will. And again, it isn't Tom who's dealing with this. It's a friend of his. I was a little weirded out where he said he got this out of the trash and he wanted to read it to us. There may be a breach of privacy issue there that I really don't want to get into. But thank you for the information, and we're going to switch over to Obi in Colorado. Obi, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to kind of touch on the Kiev protests that are going on right now. It seemed like that they were about to reach a agreement, and all of a sudden they get violent again. And it's, of course, you know that the United States is behind this. And I think they're doing this to distract Russia while they go ahead and invade Syria. And
could very well be. That would be a very prudent thing to do, give Russia something to worry about closer to home while the U.S. goes into Syria and possibly even Iran. But you're absolutely right. The Kiev government and the supposed nominal opposition were starting to come together and say, you know, let's sort of work together. And then all of a sudden we have all these Israelis running around there causing renewed violence to keep this thing going on. And again, this is a pattern we have seen the United States engage in time after time after time after time. But you make a very good point. The United States may be trying to set the Ukraine on fire as much to keep Russia distracted from interfering in Syria as anything else.
And that's what I truly believe. And I have a saying that I've come up with, because everybody's always talking about conspiracy theorists. Well, here's my rebuttal to that. And conspiracy theorists are truth seekers in a world full of lies.
Well, that's a good way to put it. And, of course, my commentary on that is the biggest government conspiracy of all is the claim that there's no such thing as a government conspiracy.
I agree with you there, but I just had to come up with a rebuttal, and that's what I came up with.
All right. Well, sounds good to me. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting back onto the war agenda, which appears to be pretty much all over the globe right now, the U.S. has announced they will reluctantly And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. The U.S. is going to reluctantly help Manila and the Philippines in the event of a China invasion over disputed islands. They're trying to basically set up all, oh, China's in dispute over these islands. In this case, this is the Spratly Islands. And, oh, if China invades, oh, the U.S. will reluctantly help Manila. There's no reluctance there at all. The U.S. is desperate to get into a state of war with China over Japan, over the Senkaku Islands, over the Spratlys, over Korea's, anything at all. Because if the U.S. can get into a declared state of war with China, even if the war is never actually fought, it means the U.S. can stiff China for all the debt that China has loaned money to the U.S. for. The U.S. can force all of our allies to drop use of the renminbi and the yuan and go back to enslavement to the U.S. dollar. And they are desperate to get a state of war with China. It's got nothing to do with reluctance or islands or anything. The U.S. is desperate to get a state of war with China. Now, up in Afghanistan, things are really grinding to a halt up there. U.S. aid, which, as you know, is a non-governmental organization with intelligence contacts that has been caught in other countries funding the overthrow of the indigenous government. Apparently, they were getting ready to launch a huge contract, public relations contract, create a positive image of its work in Afghanistan. Hey, the sweetest-smelling bunch of spies in the world. And apparently, it was seen as such a complete waste of money, they've canceled the contract. Yeah, you know about the can't polish the poo kind of a situation here. Meanwhile, Yuri Fedotov, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, head of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, is saying that opium production in Afghanistan has hit an all-time record. Now, remember, when the Taliban was in charge of Afghanistan after the end of Charlie Wilson's war and the withdrawal of the Soviet Union, there was no opium production. It had been shut down. If you were caught with an opium poppy, they'd chop your hand off. Little extreme, but it did work as a drug control policy. The U.S. invades, and the opium poppies are blooming, which I'm sure Seymour Hersh is all happy about. And the opium and heroin are flowing into the United States ghettos and into Russia. They're not happy about that. And every time everybody says, how come we see photos of all of the U.S. troops guarding and protecting the opium fields? And the U.S. response is, oh, we have to let those opium farmers grow the opium. They won't have anything else to do. Really? What were they doing when the Taliban had the drug problem under control? This is absolute right now. A U.S.-owned, U.S.-nurtured, U.S.-protected source for heroin and opium across the planet. The drug problem is not a bunch of sweaty South Americans. It is a bunch of Americans, North Americans, who are doing this here. All right, let's see. Let's grab a phone call. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I had a question in regards to the area, but before I say that, I have to tell you something. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and every time she sees you on the screen, my daughter starts laughing and clapping, and she loves it. Now, you had been away for almost a month, or actually almost 2 weeks, I was calling because I wanted to send you a video that I took of her on Monday, of her clapping when she started to come back on.
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
Well, she can't hear you right now because I'm on the phone.
Oh, but, okay.
I wanted to send you the video so you could see it.
Please do. I would love to.
Can you give me the email address where you will receive it?
Yes, you can send it to WRH, that's Whiskey Romeo Hotel, at whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay.
And I'll get it.
I put this answer to you. The question I had about Syria was very, very, very simple. If the United States tries to get a war going, does it have to be necessarily conventional, or is it more something a legal construct that they want to do in order to be able to do what you said and bring everybody back underneath Bretton Woods? Is it more of a legal fight that they're going through? And that's
there's nothing legal about any of this. I mean, the whole thing is illegal from top to bottom. They could either just do a complete invasion, kick out the old government, put in the new government. They might consider a decapitation strike against Assad himself and then go in and tell the remnants of the current government, we'll let you stay as long as you bring in these other people that we want to be calling the shots regarding Syria's oil resources. It's probably still very much in flux. But again, they've got a real time problem. There's the upcoming elections in June, which it looks like Assad is going to win in a landslide. And the victories just this morning. We got to take a break for commercials.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
Now, aloha, welcome back to the show here. Getting back to Afghanistan, we are getting word now that the Obama administration is reviving talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan with the eye toward arranging a prisoner swap. There is one known American soldier in captivity in Afghanistan. And the Obama administration, even as they're screaming over the release of prisoners from Bagram, are now willing to trade some of the prisoners in Guantanamo. specifically those already cleared for release by the courts in exchange for this POW. And I think the agenda here, having delayed this long in the first place, is to bring this POW home, make him into a media hero in order to try and revive American interest in going back in and showing that gosh darn Afghanistan what for. Even though technically Afghanistan is on our side now, except of course for Hamid Karzai's release of those prisoners from Bagram, his refusal to authorize future U.S. military presence inside his country, and his desire to allow his successor administration to come in and make that determination. Meanwhile, down in Thailand, the conflict between their government and their police continues. Police were trying to retake government offices. There have been more deaths involved in that situation. It really is ugly all over the world here. Now, there was a very interesting article coming out of the English version of Pravda, and the headline reports on how the U.S. media war against Russia looks cartoonish, and in a way it does. Even the new host of The Tonight Show, Fallon, was out there with some very heavy-handed jokes about how the men's hockey team had scored an upset victory against the Russians in Sochi, and the Russian team was now missing. I mean, this is like 1950s humor. It's not even funny anymore. But there is very clearly a heavy-handed propaganda effort going on against Putin and against Russia, and we already know why that's going on. We've talked about it. I mean, back when Yeltsin was in charge, the money junkies were allowed to continue running rampant all over Russia, and so of course that made the new Russia friendly with the American system of banking. Then Putin comes on in, inherits this mess from Yeltsin, gets the country back on to a productive path, takes control of their central bank, takes control of their economy, and now Russia is seen as a world power that has severely upstaged the United States on issues like Syria and Iran. And so we're seeing this very heavy-handed propaganda campaign to try and convince us all Putin is bad, Obama is good, and we should just go along with whatever conflicts are about to come. Now, I don't know about you. I do not want to go to war with Russia or China because they really do have nuclear weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them. And the United States' ability to interdict those incoming warheads is not what it is claimed in those sales brochures from the defense contractors. We know that both Russia and China now have maneuverable warhead delivery systems, which completely obviates America's very expensive and still doesn't work ballistic missile defense system. See, the old model was you'd have a rocket with 8 to 10 warheads on it, depending upon the treaty, and the rocket would launch, and then there's this one part, it's called the bus. And it sort of moves around, releasing warhead after warhead. That's where the multiple independent targeting comes from. But once the warhead is released, it is following a ballistic, predictable path. So far, so good. Except that Russia's latest MIRV warheads are maneuverable after they leave the bus. They can weave back and forth. They can go up and down. They can corkscrew through the sky. They can dipsy-doodle. And we've all seen the recently released information regarding China's new hypersonic wave rider upper stage. If we go to war with Russia and China and it goes nuclear, we're not going to win this one. But remember, the bankers who are behind all these wars, they don't care. They love war. They don't care which side wins or loses, because both sides go into debt to fight the war. Both sides go deeper into debt to rebuild from the war, and that is the scam. That is why bankers will always seek to create wars, to control the debt the war creates. Now, down in Venezuela, that situation is heating up down there, and Venezuela's government is continuing to point the finger at the United States as being covertly involved in all the rioting that's going on down there. And it turns out, once again, we are finding these various non-governmental organizations who are funding the Venezuela opposition with between $40 and $50 million per year. Now, just imagine for a moment if you found out some foreign government, like, well, let's say Israel, is coming into the United States of America and pouring millions of dollars all over Congress to try and get Congress to act in accord with Israel's interests, but not those of the American people. Wouldn't you be upset about that? And so obviously, the government of Venezuela is very upset over all of this money coming in from U.S. and its allies to fund groups intent on overthrowing that government. This is basically a repeat of what was going on during the whole Hugo Chavez situation. And that was all about Venezuela wanting to sell Venezuela's oil around the world for currencies that Venezuela chooses. In the case of China, the yuan. But right now, the U.S. government's agenda is to conquer all the world's resource-rich areas so that they can only sell those resources for the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. bankers get a little mafia-like piece of the action of everybody else's business without having to do anything. Just sit there and the money rolls in. Selling oil over in Africa, well, we get a piece of the action because they're going through the dollar. That's what this is really all about, trying to take the world back to Bretton Woods. And the world doesn't want to go. Mexico apparently is getting ready to join the BRICS nations and move away from the dollar. Over in Egypt, they've arrested and charged four spies for Israel. Two are acknowledged Mossad officers. I imagine the other two are Sayanim. Down in Africa, the potential conflict between Egypt and Ethiopia is starting to build again, having to do with dams across the Nile and control of that water. We are now at the stage where fighting wars for water. Wouldn't it be, I think, cheaper and easier for somebody to invest in developing large-scale, cheap desalinization technology of some kind? It can't be that hard. I'll tell you one thing that actually was working down here in Hawaii, and it was called the Deep Ocean Water System. And all they did, and this was a pilot project, I got to tour this down on the Big Island, is they pump salt water from the ocean from way deep down by the bottom of where the volcanoes sit in the ocean floor, where it's incredibly cold, and they pump it up through tubes in the atmosphere, and that chilling precipitates water out of the air, fresh water out of the air, and they use it to water golf courses. And then the salt water gets pumped back down into the ocean. It's a very simple system to pull fresh water out of the air. There have got to be other solutions that make it less expensive and less bloody to get fresh water than to fight wars over the Nile, or in the case of Lebanon, the Litani River. But I guess if your entire history is making war, war is what you know how to do best. That's what you're going to do. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like somebody's decided to put pedal to the metal regarding the Ukraine, because the corporate media is now showing all these live streaming feeds from Kiev. There's apparently a monster protest taking place. A lot of bonfires are being set. They're going for the visual impact. Obviously trying to make it look like Tahrir Square down in Egypt. And of course it isn't. The crowd is nowhere near as large. But they're attempting to basically sell this idea that the, Ukrainian people are tired of their government and want to get rid of them. And again, we know this is all funded covert action, by agent provocateurs. But they're definitely hammering that point right now. Fox News is just totally, focused on this. This one camera view that shows this square in Kiev, with all this, fire and fireworks going off, just trying to sell the idea, that are overthrowing their government because they are desperate to enslave their economic lives to the European Central Bank. And we have seen this same stuff over and over and over again. I think something that we should be concerned about is the rate of acceleration, because this kind of program of overthrow a nation, put in a puppet regime, overthrow a nation, put in a puppet regime. It really works best when it's spread out a little bit, so it doesn't call attention to itself. But when they're trying to do it to so many countries all at the same time, it tells us that the U.S. government understands they are at great risk of losing all of it. They really are. I mean, now Maduro down in Venezuela is screaming the U.S. is behind the upset in his country. Now we've got the Ukraine is saying exactly the same thing. You can overplay your hand, and I think they have. Meanwhile, interesting little story coming out of U.S. 4 campaign. Paranoia, surveillance, and military tactics. Have we become enemies of the government? They have a quote in there by Professor Henry Giroux. Totalitarian paranoia runs deep in the American society and now inhabits the highest levels of government. Since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, America has succumbed to a form of historical amnesia fed by a culture of fear, militarization, and precarity. Relegated to the dustbin of organized forgetting were the long-standing abuses carried out by America's intelligence agencies and the public's long-standing distrust of the FBI, government wiretaps, and police actions that threaten privacy rights, civil liberties, and those freedoms fundamental to a democracy. I actually disagree with the professor. I think quite the opposite has happened. I think the people are very much aware that it is the government that is the problem. And the question is not, have we become enemies of the government? It's whether the government has become our enemy. And any government of the United States of America that is not complying with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is not a legal, legitimate government. Hence, we're automatically in an adversarial situation. I think we are on the verge of a war between the government and the people. And I think the government's going to start it. For the same reason they're just going to invade Syria. They don't know what else to do. Meanwhile, getting back to the issue of the stinky badges, there was an interesting article I found up in the New York Daily News about New York Police Department's most sued detective. He's got 28 lawsuits filed against him since 2006, and they're going on about all these various people inside the New York Police Department who get sued over and over again for abuse of the public, harassing innocent people, and apparently the lawsuits have cost New York's taxpayers more than $1 billion since 2006. Well, frankly, it seems like protecting these abusive cops is getting awfully costly. Of course, they just dump the costs back onto those same taxpayers. And I think we need to get back to a situation where if a police officer is in violation of the law and they get sued, they should personally be financially liable. Because the system we have now where the cops go out and just kill innocent people and then the taxpayers move the money from these taxpayers to those taxpayers doesn't seem to be doing anything about it. By the way, there was a case in China where a police officer who shot a pregnant woman has been sentenced to death. Wouldn't see that here in the U.S. They'd say the shooting was in compliance with departmental policy and they'd put the killer on administrative leave. But at least over in China, if you're a police officer and you misbehave, you will get what is coming to you. You will be treated as a criminal. And that is exactly the way it should be. When you are a law enforcement officer, you are that law enforcement officer only when you yourself are in compliance with the law and the Constitution. And if you step outside of that, you're just a criminal in a funny costume. Another story coming out of New York, be another lawsuit. A New York police officer has pepper sprayed a 5-month-old toddler, supposedly in a dispute over the family's failure to properly pay the subway fare. Now, I don't know about you. I have no desire to be a police officer. But if I were in that situation, I would have reached in my pocket and got out a couple of coins and just hit the little thing and let the little tyke go through. I wouldn't pepper spray him. Where's the humanity? Whatever happened to protect and serve? Disgusting stuff here. All righty, let's see. Apparently the White House has just backed off the earlier report of a plan to negotiate for a prisoner swap with the Taliban. I guess the disapproval coming in from certain quarters was too much for them to stand up to. Have you ever noticed that there is something about Washington, D.C.? I don't know, maybe it's in the water where it decalcifies everybody's spine. Nobody seems to have any backbone in that city. We're hearing the GOP talk about a new bill to restrain Obama from overuse of the executive order. They don't need a new law. That's just a way to look like they're doing something without doing anything. All Congress needs to do is hold Obama to that Constitution. And we are way past the point where this guy should have been impeached and removed from office. But we don't have anybody in Congress who's got the spine to do it. So they're going to run around in circles and say, oh, we need a new law. A new law will fix everything. We'll pass a new law. That'll make everything okay. No, it won't. Never has. The reason we're in the mess we're in is nobody will enforce the laws we already have. And every time it blows up in their faces, their first response is, oh, we'll vote a new law through, and that is what the voters pay us to do. No, we don't, actually. We're not just paying you to come up with new laws. Do you know there is a new law or regulation entered in the Federal Register every 39 minutes right now? You can't keep track of them all. But when you've got this privileged ruling class who are paid to come up with laws and rules, they're going to come up with laws and rules. They don't care. It's not their job to make sure anybody's paying any attention to them. Do you realize how many laws and rules there are in this country which are not only completely nonsensical and unenforceable, and they're spending huge amounts of money trying to, you know, hire some nepet to keep an eye on them? Washington, D.C. is in dire need of an enema. All righty, getting over to the economy here, and this taps back to what we were saying on those earlier phone calls. Now, the good news is consumer debt to income in this country is falling. It's a good thing. The bad news is household income is also in decline. We're all trying to pay off our credit cards. We're all trying to pay off our debts as much as we possibly can. But the means with which to pay that debt down is shrinking. And that is probably the biggest single failure of the federal government's economic policy, because a healthy economy provides for the mechanism by which ordinary Americans can transfer or transform their labor into saleable products. The entire economic foundation of this country rests on there being that mechanism where you or I can go out and we can manufacture something or grow something that other people will want to buy. When that gets taken away, collapse is inevitable. And we've seen the decline of manufacturing in this country going back to the 1980s because Wall Street was secure that their wealth was coming in from a piece of the action of all American commerce because of the Federal Reserve, or a piece of the action of all global commerce because of the petrodollar and Bretton Woods. And they got lazy. And they were doing okay. And they didn't care if you were doing okay. But the reality is, and we're seeing this already come out, the major banks are finally having to admit the U.S. dollar is in serious, serious trouble. Just 2 days ago, Bank of America analyst announced the global economy is giving out clear warning signs the dollar is on the precipice. So you better be ready for it right now. Silver, gold, copper, Republic Trading Group. They can't keep it up any longer. They've just printed themselves into a horrible corner. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Daily Afternoon Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is already back to looking at and obsessing over the rally that's taking place in Kiev. Supposedly the main opposition speaker is up there trying to rally his supporters for a last push to overthrow the Ukrainian government and deliver themselves bound hand and foot financially to the European Central Bankers. There are a lot of fires and fireworks going off. The physical crowd doesn't look all that big. This looks very staged to me. It doesn't look like a spontaneous, popular uprising. Somebody knew to have the cameras there and sending the feed to the American corporate media. Getting back to the economy here, talking about the dollar and the acknowledgement now by major banks that the indicators are showing the dollar's at the edge. The dollar hit a six-week low this week based on soft data. The dollar slipped to its lowest level since the beginning of the year against the what they call the basket of major global currencies as U.S. soft economic data came out that's nowhere near as good as what you're getting out of the Eurozone and China. And the problem has to do, again, with we don't have anything that backs up the dollar. These other nations, Russia, China, even the European Union, they still have good manufacturing, they have good agriculture. And when you are talking about global trade, and you're talking about a currency, the worth of the currency is what you can trade it for. Now, you can't trade the dollar for gold, not since Nixon shut that down. The U.S. doesn't really make a whole heck of a lot of anything that anybody really wants to buy. And nobody wants to buy our GMO food. That's why the NSA is over there coercing and blackmailing other governments to say, all right, you can have our trade. The people don't want it. And so the problem with the dollar is nobody wants it because it's not good for anything except to play in Wall Street. And fewer people want to do that. It could be this year that it all comes apart because all the Federal Reserve knows how to do is print more money out of thin air. And every time they do, it puts more downward pressure on the dollar internationally, convinces more people to move away from the dollar, and they're abandoning the dollar faster than the U.S. can reconquer them. There has, over in Hong Kong, been yet another J.P. Morgan trader supposedly committing suicide by leaping to his death from the top of the company's Chatterhouse headquarters in Hong Kong. I think this makes eight. And eight is just too many to ascribe to coincidence. So what's going on? Is somebody cleaning house ahead of the revelation of yet another monumental global fraud by these banks, like LIBOR, like gold manipulation? I'm not buying all these young people just leaping off the roofs of buildings. Just doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, the White House has come under severe criticism over its stimulus program. The numbers are now coming in. $787 billion spent on stimulus that the White House claims created 4.2 million jobs. And already the numbers are falling apart. Because when the $787 billion stimulus program was signed, the U.S. economy was losing 800,000 jobs per month. Well, actually, since January 2009, the civilian labor force has grown by only 1,250,000 jobs for a total cost of $787 billion. Doesn't sound very productive or efficient to me. Seems like the more the government tinkers, the worse things actually get. Meanwhile, Capital One has created a bit of a buzz in the credit card industry by sending an update to their cardholders that changes the rules under which they can resolve disputes. And Capital One is now telling all of their users that they have permission under the altered contract to stop by anytime they feel they need to talk to you at your place of residence or even your place of employment, including a personal visit. Now, the government has to get a court order to do something like that, but Capital One, a privately owned credit card company, is saying they can do that at any time. Obviously, showing up at your place of employment if you're dealing with a slightly in arrears credit card bill could be devastating. You could lose your job, making it even that much more difficult to make that credit card payment. I think that anybody who has a Cap One card, you ought to pay it off. Cut it up and send it back to them right now. That kind of arrogance has no place in the consumer market. It's certainly good idea there. Now, around the world, demand for gold coins and gold bars has surged 28%. It hit a record 1,600 tons in 2013. Everybody knows you need to go to the metals to preserve your wealth. And again, if you go over to the top of Republic Broadcasting or my own website, there's an ad there for the Republic Trading Group where you can buy rounds and bars, silver and gold. They'll get you a good price. Proceeds from those sales help support our network to keep us on the air. If you don't have silver and gold right now, you need to get it. You need to get some just to have on hand, because at some point that ink and paper stuff is going to just evaporate. It is now inevitable. When you have Bank of America's own analysts out there saying, yeah, all the indications are there's going to be a major upset on the dollar. If you leave yourself dependent on that dollar, you are in a world of hurt. Meanwhile, a little bit of news from last December. China is continuing to sell off their U.S. treasuries. In fact, last December, they sold the second largest block of their U.S. treasuries ever. They're getting out of them. They know what's coming. So did Japan. Japan's getting out of U.S. treasuries. You want to know who started buying them up for some strange reason? Brussels. The European Union has their own debt problems. And what do? They're buying U.S. treasuries. Well, what's going on is a little bit of a tit for tat in the, among the private central bankers. The Federal Reserve will buy ECB debt. The ECB will buy Federal Reserve debt and U.S. Treasury debt. And they'll pass the paper back and forth and say, everything's okay. We're finding buyers for our bonds. It's the same deal Goldman Sachs did with Papandreou in Greece. They're just shuffling the paper around trying to make it look like everything's okay. But it isn't. Because all those bonds are accruing interest. And the money to pay that interest doesn't exist and never did. All righty. Let's see. Interesting little story out of CNBC having to do with yet another way the money junkies are screwing the ordinary taxpayers. You're probably aware that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been redrawing the lines on their flood maps to basically benefit hundreds of oceanfront condo buildings and million-dollar homes, which now under federal flood insurance, excessive losses from flood damage can be passed on to the American taxpayers. So what we have here is a little bit of sort of financial gerrymandering where the government is basically detailing these areas where the rich have their oceanfront property and declaring them now to all of a sudden be these flood districts. So when the floods hit there, the insurance coverage to replace these vacation homes and second properties comes out of your pocket. We are hardcore fascist economic dictatorship. The poor are made to pay for all. Going to come back here after these few words with some stories about global warming.